What was once acres of evergreens is now becoming truckloads of wood chips. Scenes like this can be found around much of the southern half of Wisconsin today. Landscaper Rod Boley is in charge of cleanup at a research park where strong winds snapped timber in two in the heart of Madison's busy west side.
It's about 2 miles east of here and about a mile wide. There's probably, 500 trees on houses. And a lot of people are still waiting to talk to their insurance companies. So calls will keep trickling in for the next 2 or 3 days. Then be another day or two after we get the call to do the work. So probably be about a week for all the cleanup is done.
Damage is left behind from Black River Falls to Stevens Point, from Montello to Waupun. The mayor of Waupun says it looks like a bomb went off in the hardest hit parts of her community. Several people were injured in southern Adams County. Two campers were among those hurt at Jellystone Park near Warrens. The only person killed last night was 53-year-old Arnold Gollenbeck at his home near Markazin. Jennifer Warmke is with the Dodge County Emergency Management Agency, where the situation was still dicey this morning.
It's a bad situation up here, kind of dangerous. However, we can't let anybody out right now. We have trees down. We still have live power lines down.
Weather investigators fanned out across the damaged parts of Wisconsin today to find out exactly how many tornadoes touched down. One meteorologist predicts the final count will be anywhere between 8 and 15. Damage estimates are in the millions and climbing. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.